This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection. Hey everyone, this is Letty for the Metal Cell Podcast. I'm joined by the lads in Idle Discourse. Lads, how are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Awesome. So, welcome to the podcast. You know, you're feeling good. You're playing Wheelands tonight.
Buzzing.
Buzzing. Big show.
Buzzing is, yeah. Buzzing is the word. We all say buzzing at the same time.
Bar me, of course.
You were lagging behind a little bit. Basis.
Thanks. To our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you guys before, do you want to introduce yourselves and the role in the band?
I am Lee. I played the bass and a few electronics, and yeah.
And band manager.
Damn right.
Lovely. I do the vocals and the vocals.
Oh, do we need two, do we?
And assistant band manager.
And I'm Rob. I play guitar, and I'm assistant to the assistant band manager.
I'm Donald. I play drums and scream and shout a bit.
Yeah, you do actually. Yeah, you actually are double jobbing.
Singing. I don't know if you could call it singing, but
yeah.
I don't double jobs, so I have to make something.
He has the hardest bit. He has to sing and play the drums at the same time.
I have no idea.
All I do is send emails, so it's all good.
I'm dyslexic though, so that will be a good job for me.
So is he.
I might be. I can't spell, apparently, so.
That's what the systems are for.
You're just proofreaders.
Yeah. Literally. He's actually, Rob's given out to me before. Because I'll put stuff up, don't go looking for it, but I'll put stuff up and it's just completely wrongly worded or has the wrong date, and he's like, will you just start sending stuff to me beforehand, please? I'm like, okay.
So I saw you guys back in November opening for Skin Dread. You know, how was that experience?
Amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah. Mm. Like, we've gone to the academy for years, like, gone to other gigs. It was always a dream to play there. So playing with a band like Skin Dread, who I've seen, like, you know, 4 or 5 times at this point, it was class. Yeah, unreal.
Yeah,
good amount. And nothing went wrong.
No,
something amazing.
Especially for me as well. I think the academy is probably my favorite venue. Like, just as Rob said, when I was a teenager, that's where I'd go to see bands and stuff. And it's like, yeah, getting to play there was a dream come true. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sick. I got to jump over a barrier.
You did.
The last time in academy was my first time performing behind a barrier.
Yeah.
Just like feels more. More important or whatever. You know what I mean.
It is weird. You do kind of feel a little bit more important when you're.
I just have the barrier. I just have to get over it, though. I have like a mental thing where I have to get over the barrier.
Yeah, I know you do.
You made it over anyway. You jumped right in front of me.
Yeah. you nearly didn't make it back.
I nearly didn't make it back. Security had to save me.
That bit's not in the recap video on YouTube, so you're grounded.
No, that's good. Donald took that out. That's all good.
You can hear it. You can't see it.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your sound? Because it's so unique and like high energy.
Someone from Burning Metal said that we were dance metal the other day, and I was like, I quite like that one.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one said that. I think that's like the burning question is like to try to describe us exactly what we are. We say new metal, I suppose.
Yeah, we say new metal. We say new metal just as a kind of a, because I hate when people are like, we just can't really put ourselves in the genre. I'm like,
we were like, after literally since inception, that was us.
Yeah, we know, so we kind of just have to put some form of label on it. So we kind of say new metal. Dance metal's cool as well. I'm going to probably still say new metal.
Yeah, I say new metal. It was a nice kind of way to describe
it. The sound guy from, what was it, the sound guy from Fibbers? And he was like, oh, new metal. He was like Limp Bizkit. And then we went to do the sound check, and he was like, oh, like Psytrance Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, like, I think what I really like about when people see us is everyone have a different take on it. Like, some people be like, oh, that was like The Prodigy. And then someone else will say, I know, that was like Killswitch Engage or something, if they hear like a metalcore riff or something. So it's like, I think letting everyone kind of get what they want out of it is cool, you know?
Absolutely.
Someone at a gig once said we sound like The Streets. And mixed with Killswitch Engage, so I thought that was sick.
That was whopper.
And then someone said at the same gig, Rage Against the Machine and The Prodigy. So it was just like, you know, it's cool. Different people get different things out of it, you know.
Absolutely. Cool.
I would go Rage Against the Machine and The Prodigy.
I think that definitely Volume 2, our next project that we're going to put out, is definitely, I think that would be an accurate description.
Mm. Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, Rage is gone. Someone has to fill the markets.
That's it. That's it, absolutely.
Someone has to rage against the machine.
Can we be as rich as them as well?
I actually seen they were selling at one point like action figures. I just thought it was funny. Like,
I love that, man. I love that. It's like, love that. Rage Against the Machine.
We should do action
figures. But also, let's make all the money we can.
Yeah.
I mean, your merch is sick, so like, there's no reason not to.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Available on Bandcamp, by the way.
Available on Bandcamp.
Please buy it.
It will be linked.
Yeah.
Plug, plug.
If you buy it all, we'll make a volume 3. No, we won't. No, we won't.
So you've released your new single, Rotten Egg, recently. And with volume 1 in 2022, you just answered my question. New stuff's coming, right?
Yeah.
TBD.
TBD,
yeah. So
we don't even know when it's releasing yet.
We don't know exactly the date when it's coming out, but hopefully sometime middle of this year. Rotten Egg just came out, doing pretty well. We're gonna get hopefully a single out soon enough. We have it all recorded.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get a video done, and then tomorrow we're on set essentially to shoot our biggest video ever, hopefully for the launch of Volume 2. But that's still all in the works. Yeah, loads of music's coming on the next project, so.
Big things coming soon, they say.
Big things coming, yeah.
And is it along the same lines as Volume 1, Volume 2, or is it something a little bit different?
I think Rotten Egg is probably a good introduction. I think that's why we were like, we want to get Rotten Egg out first to kind of, not saying it's a new sound, but it's kind of like, I think we're pushing the electronic and dance side of it a bit more, and that's a good sign of things to come, you know?
But the guitars are also heavier in it?
Yeah,
as well. Like,
it feels softer and heavier at the same time.
Yeah, it's like
there's more dynamic, I guess. There's more kind of like, you know, we've let it breathe a little bit more with like kind of chill, like synth bits and dance bits. And
like I think pretty sure we all love it. We're just hoping that when it comes out, other people are. Because volume one seemed to be fairly well received, so hopefully with volume two, it's a
departure, I think, from volume one, but in not too much and in a progressive way, I think, more than you know what I mean?
Yeah. I also want to give you guys credit for the cover art for Volume 1. You guys basically predicted the Apple Vision things, you know, the people going around with,
We got a guy on the inside.
I'm an amateur futurologist.
Funny story about that, actually. You see in the picture, that's a picture we took of Craig, like with VR and all on, and you see some smoke. That's real smoke. We had this old TV that we found in my attic, and we turned it on, and then went up in flames. And we were like, get the shotgun, get it.
Ran to the camera, and I was like, took it, we saw, we were like, that looks sick, we're done.
I was totally unaware, I could just smell smoke.
We were like, that looks sick, but like, the TV was like still smoking in the background. We were like, lads, we probably saw that out.
We were also surrounded by like,
it was on
propane,
fire,
like, propane canisters. We were like, we better turn that off quick before we all blow up. Yeah.
So it was fun. We stuck our necks out for it.
Yeah, for art.
Literally,
for
the art.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could have died for your art. Like, that's dedication.
I mean, no one would have heard it then. So, that'd be a bummer.
I don't know. Probably be more successful.
Have to, like,
no one had the passwords for that OneDrive.
Someone had to find the camera and then realize, yeah, that was going to be the cover art. Like, that exact picture. Yeah.
Just like, the guys would have really wanted me to release this. Here's the unreleased album. Speaking of Rotten Egg, you know, the song is anything but rotten. You know, it's great. Is there a story behind it?
Yeah, so it was kind of... I'm always kind of trying to figure out the best way to, like, put this into words, but I kind of wanted to write a song that was, like, kind of carefree and just, like, fun, like a party song, and it just didn't kind of... It kind of didn't come out that way. So it started that way and then kind of devolved into, like... It started just about like kind of being on the session partying, and then devolved into like maybe the consequences of that, or like what somebody might be escaping from. And then the chorus, No Diagnosis, kind of came from the idea that there were a lot of people in my generation, in my school anyway, when I was growing up, that were kind of kicked out of school or suspended or got in a lot of trouble, and they were just dismissed and cast aside by teachers as like rotten eggs or like bad apples or whatever. And then later in life, there's a mad amount of those people who I still know and still in touch with that were diagnosed with like ADHD or autism spectrum disorder or anxiety disorder, and the kind of the idea that a lot of that went unchecked when they were younger, and that's why they were cast out. And then it's like a vicious cycle that then led into more acting out without the proper supports there. So yeah, it was just kind of about that idea, like the juxtaposition of you know, somebody's like maybe disrupting class, or they, you just don't mind them, sit them in the corner and don't listen to them, and then how that's kind of not helping, you know, how people need more support, and we need to kind of not label people and just cast them out in society.
That's really deep, you know. You'd never guess that from me.
You
didn't
sound that deep. You got a bit deep for a second.
That's not crying.
I'm not crying.
But you're helping outline the problem, so, like, you know, kudos to you.
Yeah, we kind of went, yeah, like, I kind of wasn't sure about it when I wrote it first because of the juxtaposition, but then I think actually trying to get that across in a fun way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is maybe the best way to do it, so.
We've been pretty vocal in terms of what the song's about, so maybe someone's heard it and they have heard us talking about it and they're like, oh, I relate to that, that's cool. So people can take their own meaning from it. So
yeah I think in a lot of not even just in school, or not when it comes to being like a kind of undiagnosed, is also like a parallel for just being like misunderstood, you know.
Yeah.
And so anyone in any situation in any walk of life can feel that way and feel like they're just not being understood and they're not being seen. So we kind of hoped even it would be a bigger thing than that.
We can all be rotten eggs together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can all give an answer each for this one. If you could collaborate with any musician dead or alive, who would it be?
That's a tough one. Fred Durst. Anyway, there we go. Right, I'm about to take it. Everyone's answer.
Go ahead.
Right, we'll go to Donal.
Mine probably be Ray Reynolds from Enter Shikari, but at the same time maybe not, because I'd say he'd just make all the music and then I'd just be in the corner. So
are you going to that gig?
I actually am, yeah, really look forward to it.
Which night are you going to?
I think the first, is there two nights in two. Dublin?
Yeah,
I think
going to the Friday night. I mean, that was the first one that was announced, and then they announced the Thursday one as well.
I need to double check. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I'll see you at that one.
Sick, yeah.
Maybe because of the type of music it is, Drew York from Straight from the Path, big one. Or Sam Carter, Marketex, would be a sick one as well.
Nice.
That'd be like, yeah. I don't know if we'd ever get the finances to get that one together, but, you know, it'd be fun.
He'd be paying
us.
We'll see.
No. I'm going to say Mike Skinner from The Streets.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's sick.
How do we want to get on? Or Damon Albarn.
Yeah, I'll be with that. Again, another Ray Reynolds situation. He might just make all the music and we're kind of...
Yeah, just Damon Albarn do everything.
Yeah. I would love to have Simon Neill on a chorus. Just because I love Simon Neill.
That's a good shout. I think that would be Lorcs' answer as well. Lorcs isn't here at the moment.
I'll answer for Lorcs. Yeah. Simon Neill.
Did you guys go to Biffy in... When was it? 2020?
Every time. Anytime there, here we go.
Even anytime you play Download.
He's good. He's good. Your man,
Biffy Claro. Yeah, I love him. Yeah.
Do you have any album releases you're looking forward to in 2024? Or any that you've heard that you like so far?
Yeah, new Bring Me album. I can't wait for that. That's the one. I thought we'd have heard it by now. Watch Your Sleeps have a new album coming out next month, which I'm very excited for. I like all the songs that have been off it.
New Spirit Box this year, apparently.
There's new Spirit Box.
Yeah. Later on this year.
I don't think that's confirmed yet, but
I'm excited about the Irish rock group Idle Discourse Volume 2.
Of course.
Don't mind
that's going to be a great one.
Don't mind
me. Useless, man.
I wouldn't even listen to it.
And here's our last question. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
Do it.
Get off your laptop.
It sounds
overly simplistic, but my advice to anyone, I guess, like doing anything in music would be to just do it, because none of us knew what we were doing when we started, and we all just figured it out as we went. It's a mad journey, so you need to just, the hardest thing to do and the biggest first step is to just actually do it.
I'd actually say just release whatever it is, just release it, because I heard something great recently. It was like, what do all your favourite songs have in common? They're released
through.
Do you know what I mean? So,
that's great.
I thought that was like a game changer, because like we all know, like, you know, we're all perfectionists as musicians, so we don't put the shit out there. So it's like, if fucking just get it out there.
And if you're just starting as well, try and gig as much as you can, because it's better practice than any rehearsal could ever be.
Yeah.
And actually playing gigs and
in person, get out and meet people. And
yeah.
Take your gigs, earn your stripes, network with everyone, get good social media, get on TikTok because that's good. Get a good Instagram going.
Tell this lad's manager, can't you?
Well, get your branding in order as well.
Don't give them all the sauce.
Keep some secrets for yourself.
I made a deal with the devil. Good luck at him, though.
When's that coming to fruition?
Is this not the show you're in at all? Damn. Once you get a good name together, get good branding, and then just get networking with people, ask other bands you can play with them, take everything you can with it. Yeah.
Oh, and be true to yourself, because I think what's made us such a kind of, you know, people are very intrigued by what we do, and I think the reason for that is that we all come from such different backgrounds, and we've all, like, we kind of, nobody tapers what anybody else does. We all bring our own interest and our own influences into what we do, and that's what makes what it is. So,
oh, and don't compare yourself to others.
Yeah, except
there
us.
You go.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I think with you guys as well, especially you, Craig, you have a very, you know, prominent, strong accent while you are singing, so like, you know, it does keep, you know, Irish branding, where a lot of people, I saw some people in the rap game switching to UK accents because the UK was what was, I guess, the term popping off.
Everyone changed their accent and started rapping on drill beats.
Yeah.
Fire in the booth, man. Changed it all.
Metalheads hate it, though.
they actually don't. They actually don't even. That's the funny thing about it. But I think, authenticity, staying true to yourself, I think, is important, you know?
Sounds cringe, but it's real.
Pop and in,
It is. Like, if you started trying to rap like you're from, like, fucking Detroit or something like that, it would be ridiculous.
Yeah,
it wouldn't make any sense.
There's people that do it, and they're doing quite well, and, like, I don't begrudge anybody, you know, but for them, it feels more natural to rap in this accent that they've, like, heard all the time, and you know, so I don't begrudge them that.
Yeah,
but for me, or for someone, you know, I think, you know, starting off, it can be harder to do things in your own accent because you kind of hear your own accent and you kind of struggle to separate yourself from it artistically or whatever. But I think if you kind of have that in you, then authenticity is important. You know,
sounds good.
Mm. Awesome, great words of advice, guys. Thank you so much. And
Rotten,
thank you.
No problem. And Rotten Egg is out now.
100%. Yeah, get it on the stuff.
Invaders, if you don't know me, I'm remaining nameless. Looking for a body to pretend that I'm human. I'm using you to blend in, so I'm fueling the group. I'm consuming every single trend. I'm abusing my health, I'm losing my wealth. At least I'm being true to myself. I had a puzzle up in my noggin, and I'm struggling to sit and be comfortable while you're talking. Got a buzzing in my head and my concentration's exhausted. The teacher's always saying I'm hopeless and I'm obnoxious. See, I was falling kind of short in the process. The system was too busy trying.
Another rotten egg, there was no diagnosis. Yeah, come get it all. Another rotten egg.